don't sugarcoat shit. This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio. Hey, this is Mark Chaplin with the Toxic Wise Ass Show on Renegade Radio. And my assistant, G-Man. Say hello, G.
What's up, buddy?
All right, that's my boy. And let me tell you about myself. I'm a longtime stand-up comedian. Did a lot of road shows, basically a road comic. But I lived in L.A. for a while. Lived in Florida. Lived in New York. Lived in the Boston area. But I'm basically from the northeastern part of New England. Always been kind of a wise ass. That's why I decided to call this Toxic Wise Ass Show. I was kind of like Eddie Haskell, if you remember, from Leave It to Beaver. I used to go to my friend's house. They'd be like, oh, that freaking kid's hair again, you know, what the hell. So, but I did get a little bit more mature, and I actually became a teacher, taught school for 20-something years. Actually, G-Man, I had G-Man in my class.
Yep, that's right.
Yep, he was a good student.
You kicked me out, sent me to the office one time.
Isn't this is true. We're not making this up.
No, we're not
making this up. I got kicked out so many times myself. That's why I know what it's like. But anyway, first topic of the day is we're going to talk about the North Korean and United States tensions. And I actually had a chance to call and talk with Kim Jong-un. He won't do a radio interview right now, but he said he would later on. But he did give us this statement.
Oh, yeah, right. What I want to say is North Korea, we are not going to take any crap from American capitalist pigs. I plan to blow up United States at some time and point, except for NBA. I love NBA. You all know that. I went to Switzerland to private school, and so I'm very intelligent, and I'm not going to take any crap from American pigs. So Donald Trump, be warned. Oh, by the way, I got so excited once I actually pooped my pants during a rocket missile launch, and you know, that door cut. Oh, wait. Oh, that was me. Sorry. North Korean beans. But anyway, I'm not going to take any crap from American periods. And I talked to you sometime later on. But right now, Kim Jong-un out, bitches.
That was Kim Jong-un. And G-Man sounded like he was pissed off.
Very angry little man.
Yeah. Yeah. And we also talked to Donald Trump today. And this is what he had to say. He will do an interview with us later on at some time and point, too. But this is what he had to say.
I'm not going to put up with any crap from Kim Jong-un. We got a lot of problems. And that little sawed-off bastard is causing most of them. And I warned him, and he's in for it. So I'm not going to take any crap from that little son of a bitch. Thanks.
That was Donald Trump.
Donald's actually kind of reserved there. A little less profanity than I thought.
He was. Okay, G-Man, I have also some statements from people that I called, and I got a statement from them about the North Korean-United States crisis that's going on. I asked Jimmy Carter, and this is what he had to say.
Oh, gosh, glory. I just wish we could all sit down and have some peanut butter. I know, really, but I think things will be settled, and I think everything will be okay.
And then I asked Grandpa Simpson what he thought of everything.
Oh, who's that? What? This is Grandpa Simpson. Who the hell is what?
Oh, Grandpa, I guess he doesn't really know what's going on.
Not a real good interview, that.
No,
guy.
that was a bad idea. Mm-hmm. And then I've got Bill Clinton. I asked him, I said, Bill, what do you think about the American-North Korean conflict?
Well, I just think, too bad Hillary didn't get in. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, that was, I'm not surprised to hear that.
Bill, not real helpful there either.
My final statement comes from Mike Tyson, who had this to say.
If I was over there, if I saw that Kim Jong-un, whatever his funny name ass is, I'd just bite his ear off.
Oh, wow. We don't want that to happen.
Mike's a little dangerous.
Yeah, that could
cause an international incident.
That would cause an international interview. So, G-Man, let's get off world topics and let's talk about movie reviews. Have you? I've seen a bunch of movies lately, so I've got a bunch to talk about. But anything stand out in your mind? Well, why don't I name some, see if you've seen them. Now, did you see Dark Towers?
I haven't seen that one yet.
Okay. It's odd. It's a Stephen King movie. It's odd. It's I had a hard time following it. I mean, how do you kill the devil? I guess it's a demon that's in the movie, played by Matthew McConaughey. I don't know. It seemed to languish a lot. War for the Planet of the Apes. I bet you've seen that.
Love that one.
Yep. Yeah. The only part I didn't like about that was the I thought it started out great. I thought the first one
drug in the middle.
Yeah. The prison scene while they're all locked
up. The second act kind of drug, and then towards the end of it, I thought they wrapped it up nice.
Yeah. Did you see Dunkirk?
I haven't seen that one yet.
Okay, that one, because I'm a history buff, as you know. And that one I did like. But again, towards the middle, it slowed because they had this scene in the movie where their British soldiers are trapped. Wait,
should we do spoiler alert or are we going to give anything away?
Well, no, I don't think I'm going to give anything away. All right. Because it's kind of...
don't want people mad at us.
No, we don't want people... Cover your ears if you haven't seen the movie. But right. No, I'm not going to give anything away. I think people know what happened. It's like the Titanic. Don't tell me what happened in the Titanic.
Wait, what? Did something happen with the Titanic?
Yeah, it didn't end well for most people, especially Leonardo DiCaprio, who I used to play basketball with, by the way. Did you know that?
I did not, no.
Yeah, back when I was in L.A., lived at the Oakwood Apartments up in Burbank. He was just starting out. He'd done This Boy's Life with Robert De Niro.
You're serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
You played basketball with Leonardo
DiCaprio. He's not very good.
Right.
He's not very good. He's about 5'11", and he was skinny, but he was really mouthy. He had this posse he used to carry around with him, and he was really a mouthy kid.
You know, I think he's one of the actors of our generation.
Oh, he is, though.
20 years ago, I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah, and
he's amazing.
At that time, you know, of course, I was almost 30, still playing basketball, which I still do today, and he was very arrogant, but you know, maybe I would have been too at his age, you know. But I did play basketball with him, and they used to have after we'd play, they'd have a pizza party. This is a really nice place, Oakwood Apartments. It's where a lot of actors stay when they go to Hollywood. You can stay there for a year. You can stay there for a month. They have 2 Olympic-sized pools. They have 2 giant jacuzzis, tennis courts, basketball courts. They have an area you can watch a big screen TV. They have an area where you can, you know, they have luau's and everything. So, but he, you know, he certainly went on. One of my agents said, you should have stayed friends with him.
Right. That would have been good. You get a part in one of his
movies.
One
of my smart decisions to make enemies with Leonardo DiCaprio. One of my many good decisions. And also, I don't know if you know this actor. His name's Terrence DeShawn Howard. You ever heard him? He was in Get Rich or Die Trying.
Jeez. You know, I bet if I saw him, I'd recognize him. The name doesn't ring a bell.
Tall, though. Black kid. Very funny. And when I was starting to do stand-up and I was doing some shows at the Laugh Factory and Improv in L.A., we played basketball together, too. He was a pretty good player. And he said, well, I'll get you over Warner Brothers for stand-up for my show. He had a show called Chet the Jet. It was with George Wallace, the comedian. Not the governor of Alabama, but he was a pretty good player, and he tried to help me out. He got me some gigs at Warner Brothers for every comedy show. It's a live show. Live audience, they have a warm up.
Yeah.
Guy comes up and warms the crowd up, and he actually quit acting for a while. Did a couple low budget movies, quit acting, and then he got back into a couple movies. He was in the one about the robot there, Iron Man. He was an Iron Man. I think he was in both of them, if I'm not sure.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure, but he's a good guy. Now he's got a show, I think it's, I don't know if it's on HBO or Netflix, called The Boardwalk or something. Something about gangsters in the 50s.
Boardwalk Empire?
Yeah, Boardwalk Empire. Yeah, that's it. And actually, I just auditioned for a show that he's in, and I'm hoping he remembers me. I sent the audition thing in saying, yeah, I used to play basketball with him. But
did you beat him?
Well, no, we never played one-on-one.
Oh, okay.
We usually played like 3-on-3, 4-on-4. There was some, you know, like the NBA guys used to stay there when they were doing like commercials for Pepsi and Coca-Cola and stuff, like Chris Webber and those guys. So you could meet a lot of famous people walking around there. There were some other ones too at the time, but not as big as Leonardo, of course.
Right.
Did you ever see the movie Annabelle?
Didn't see that one. I'm not big on horror movies, but... The Conjuring scared me. That movie.
Yeah, I did see that one. Yeah.
Anything based on a true story, whether or not, you know, that just freaks me out.
Yeah. Well, what was the scariest movie you think you've ever seen?
Salem's Lot.
Oh, Stephen King.
Because my father, I went to bed early because I was scared. So he put shaving cream on his face and put some fangs in and climbed up on the roof and scratched at my window. I'm 45 years old. That still haunts me to this day.
Is it safe to say you might have soiled yourself that night?
Yeah, I was pretty scared when I opened the curtain to look. Yeah.
For me, I think the 2 scariest movies I ever saw, when I was in the 9th grade, I saw The Exorcist, the original Exorcist. And I slept with the lights on for like 2 years. And I check underneath my bed. And I think the next one after that was the original 1975 Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they made that for like $80,000, $70,000, and it grossed like, even back in 75, I think it grossed like $10 million, right, like the first week. So,
yeah.
And then, of course, they've made a bunch of...
Bunch of sequels and spinoffs and reboots. Yeah. And
now, have you seen the movie Atomic Blonde?
I have not, no. I do like Charlize Theron, though. So.
Well, you won't like her in this because she's a lesbian.
Oh,
and well. I have no, I don't care what anybody
yeah,
is.
Yeah, no, you, like, hey, you be you. We're not
you
judging
you. You be
you,
and I'll be me, and that'll be fine. But she likes chicks in this one. So
right. Well, nothing wrong with that.
I like chicks, different.
Too. Yeah, well, we have that in common.
I might be a lesbian. I don't know.
I could be.
But it was pretty good. Baby Driver.
Have you seen that one? I like the ad for it. Looked interesting though.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty good. The music in it was good. It wasn't when I first I thought it was they kidnap a baby and drive him around. And I said, then what the hell's going on? But anyway, but that's not what it's about. But that was pretty good too. The new Spider-Man. What'd you think of that?
Oh, loved it. Yeah,
yeah. See, I'm old school. I like the original Batman. Mm. From the TV 66 series, and I like the Superman, the old Superman. But the Spider-Man movies, I can take them or leave them. The new Mummy, now I know you didn't care for that.
Dude, I couldn't finish it.
Wow.
I couldn't, and I love the old studio monster movies, the Mummy, the Wolfman, Dracula, stuff from the 30s. Those are my type of horror movies. So I was excited at the concept of rebooting that into the new dark universe. But...
And Russell Crowe looked old, didn't he? Didn't he look old?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's got to be what? He's got to be 50, in his 50s
yeah,
or 60s.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it seems like he just did Cinderella Man. He looked young in that.
Everybody that I grew up watching is getting old, as getting we old. All do.
Oh, well, that sucks. But anyway, what about Wonder Woman? Did you see that?
Yeah, I just everybody I know loved it. It just, I don't know. It didn't blow my skirt up. I don't know why. It just didn't do it for me. I don't know.
No. Yeah, it was okay. The fighting scenes were pretty good. Mm-hmm. But these guys, what always gets me in like a superhero movie is some guys still doubted her towards the end. It's like, didn't she just like go through 1,000 enemy soldiers and you're still doubting her
powers? Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I don't get that. What about the new Alien? Did you see that one?
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah. Yeah, that was good stuff.
That was. It was a little different. I liked it. The alien was mostly on the outside of the spaceship trying to get in rather than in trying to get out.
Right, yeah. They did a little flipperoo there.
Now, I know you've seen this one. It's Guardians, the latest Guardians.
Yes, love the Guardians of the
Galaxy. I like that little guy. What's his name?
Rocket?
Yeah,
the raccoon?
The one that...
Groot.
Yeah, the Groot. The tree, he doesn't talk.
Yeah,
Groot. And he kept bringing stuff back. That was funny. That's a desk. He go, oh. Finally, after half an hour, we brought back the keys or whatever he had to do. Did you see Snatch? That was a comedy with Amy Schumer.
No, I haven't.
It was pretty good. It kind of started out strong and then got kind of stupid, as a lot of movies do towards the middle. What about the Chips movie?
You know what? I did see that, and that was all right.
Yeah, I thought it was all right.
It was all right.
I mean, it's kind of hard to bring up new ideas when you're talking about, something 30 years old. And
it really is.
Yeah, but... I mean, what were they going to do, fight an alien or zombies?
Right.
I mean, that might be next. You know me and my zombies.
Yeah, you do. You want to make a movie about everything fighting zombies.
Yeah, I know you're close to the roller derby girls.
Yeah.
And I still have that in my head to make a roller derby versus a zombie. Probably somebody's going to steal that as I'm talking.
Yeah, you better watch it.
I guess
that's copyrighted. That's Taplin Incorporated.
Yeah, I've just copyrighted that, so no, any sons of bitches better steal that. Anyway, what about Baywatch? Did you see that?
Yeah, no.
And it was kind of corny,
kind
of predictable. Guys start out as enemies and they make up as friends. The Circle with Tom Hanks, did you see that?
No.
No?
Circle. No? I don't even know what that one's about.
Well, it was odd. It's mostly about a woman and she's at business meetings. You know what? I saw it like twice and I still don't know what happened. Mm. What about Skull Island, Kong? I really
liked that. Oh, yeah, I dug that.
Yeah, I thought that was
now,
great.
Sometime like 2020-ish, 2021, we're going to see Kong versus Godzilla.
Well, that's what they've been saying.
I'm excited for that.
You know, that's what, I love those verses. Matter of fact, I love Frankenstein versus the Wolfman.
Oh, yeah, yep.
1943, I think, with Bela Lugosi and Lon Chaney.
Lon Chaney, yep.
And they always talked about remaking that. Now, they remade the Wolfman, and that got panned, but I liked it.
I was excited for that, and it wasn't bad, but it just, I don't know. It wasn't what I was expecting. I was really, I don't know.
Well, they didn't go by the full measure of the original movie.
They rarely do these.
Yeah, they really do. Because I know, and I realize I had to change it up. But my favorite scene is when he's in the chair and at the asylum and the doctor saying, this man thinks he is a werewolf and he is not. Reminded me of that Bugs Bunny. I don't know if you ever saw that. But there's a Bugs Bunny movie where they're going to do an experiment on Bugs Bunny and the professor's talking about. He looked just like that guy, And, this man thinks he's a werewolf and he is not. Meanwhile, the guy's turning. He was, I will kill all of you.
Kill all of you. Yeah.
And then I love it.
And then he does.
He does. He pretty much does. And they show that the moon turning full and they have that like organ music. That was cool.
Yeah.
And of course he turns and tears. And I thought like a lot of the Wolfman movies have been CG'd, you know, and they look so fake. But I thought they did a good job.
They did. The technology these days, they can, like, I love like giant robots and stuff like Pacific Rim. So, they're really getting to the point where they can make stuff look real.
I like that movie too, but the thing with me is like for those what are they called Transformer movies, I couldn't tell who was on whose side.
Yeah.
That's the only problem with me. I don't know if it was the color of the cars or.
Yeah, I'm a huge geek and I love that stuff. But just the first Transformer movie was good, and they just, I don't know. In my opinion, they progressively went downhill. They raped my childhood. I'm not happy about it.
But Skull Island was good.
Yeah, that was excellent.
And the previews made you lead to believe that Kong was going to be bad.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, I won't ruin it for anybody, but actually.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
He's not so bad as they thought. Right. Anyway, he turns out to be a decent guy. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This is my first show on this network, and I'm excited. G-Man, how are you doing?
Good, buddy.
Good. So that's it.
That's all, folks,
for today, and we'll see you on the next show.
Blunt. Do you like to be blunt?
Absolutely.
We don't sugarcoat shit. Listen Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific Standard Time.
You'll hear things you've never heard before.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Hello there out there in Radio Land. This is Mark Chaplin with the Toxic Wise Ass Show on Renegade Radio, and this is my boy G-Man.
What's up, dude?
Hey, how you doing? How's it going today?
Oh, not too bad. I got no complaints.
You never do. You're a even-tempered fellow.
I try.
Great, man, you have the... I was just saying to you that being on this show with you, I my voice sucks compared to yours. That's why I always change my voice. That's why I always like to change my voice without having an operation.
Well, see, that's the thing is this is all I can do. I'm a one-trick pony. They asked me to be Santa Claus one year.
You're like
year.
A designated hitter, right?
I am, basically. Yeah. This is all I can do. They asked me to be Santa Claus one year, and I tried for about an hour to be Santa Claus, but I still sounded the same. No matter what I did, like, nope, you're still the news guy. It just...
This is Santa with the news.
I couldn't... I could not change my
voice. Let me
hear
your Santa. Let me hear it.
I don't even know... Hi, boys and girls. This is Santa Claus.
That sounds kind of pedophilious.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't it?
It's just, yeah.
That's got "sit on my lap" written all over it.
Yeah. So, yeah, they decided not to have me be Santa.
Well, they have me do a lot of things, and I don't do any of them that well. But, But anyways, welcome to the Toxic Wise Ass Show. Again, this is Mark Chaplin with my co-host, G-Man, call him.
Yeah.
And I just want to say that I am not a political person. I don't like politicians.
I don't either.
I don't like any of them. And when you go to a bar, G-Man, people argue about politics, and it's one of the things you're not supposed to argue at a bar. Because
politics and religion.
Right.
I don't talk about it even with family and friends. I don't do it.
I'm a comedian. You go to a lot of my shows. You help me out, tickets and co-hosting and all that. And, you know, before and after the show, you go to the bar, and you're not supposed to talk about, what is it, politics and religion at a bar. But, I was a history teacher, as you know. I had you in school. Mm-hmm. We went through that. I kicked you out.
Yeah, we did, yeah.
I got kicked out so many times myself. But anyways, when people start talking about Democrats, Republicans. First, the right and the left, they're ruining this country.
Yeah.
They're ruining this country because they're taking things. Moderation is a key, you know.
Yeah.
You have too much water, you'll die. You don't have enough water, you'll die. You eat too much food, you'll die. You don't eat enough, you'll die. You get too hot, you'll die. You get too cold, you'll die. Moderation is the key. And that's how I see myself. I'm an independent. But when people argue at the bar, I say, you know how many congressmen have lost sons in combat? You know what the answer is?
Not many.
Zero.
Zero?
Zero. Now, have some served? Have some been in the service? Yes. Have some died? But yes. But not in combat. Hmm. Since this country was founded 200 and something years ago, and since we had our military in 1775, the United States military started, the Army. No congressmen. And Congress declares war. Congress is the one that declares and funds war. Hmm. You know, their kids go to Harvard, and, you know, most kids go to Vietnam or Iraq, whatever, Korea. And I just don't, you know, most politicians were lawyers, as you know. And what do people think of lawyers? What would Shakespeare say? Kill all the lawyers first? I mean, people, they're kind of like a necessary evil, just like the politicians are. And I get it. And I wouldn't even mind politicians being the dickheads that they are, most of them, if they did their jobs, if they looked after their people. And I don't mind them having, you know, three homes apiece and making $2 million a year and having half the year off. Taking money.
I could be a politician.
Yeah, I should have. My mom always says you should have been either a crooked minister or a politician. Or maybe both. You know, it's crazy because we need to get the same health care they get. That's what we should have, American people. It's just crazy. We give money to countries that hate us, like Egypt and South American countries. And, you know, I just don't get it. I don't get it at all. You know, I just can't stand many of the politicians. Are some really trying? Yeah, I think so, yeah. But Dennis Kucinich, about a week ago, they interviewed him. And I kind of watch all the channels. I'm not glued to Fox. I'm not glued to CNN. I skip around. I'm a skipper channel. Get 150 channels and, you know, 100. algorithm suck. But I skip around the channels and I watch all the news networks. Dennis Kucinich said about 2 weeks ago, he said, you know, he goes, neither party really cares. Democrats or Republicans, they don't really care about the people. They just care about, you know, money and the power. You know, I just wanted that to get out there because I just not a big fan of politicians. And if they did their jobs, maybe I'd be a little bit more. Because there was an article, because we're up here in northern New England in the northern part of Maine. There was an article in we have only one daily paper, and it's out of Bangor, Maine. And it said that, you know, about 20% of the kids in Maine go to school hungry. That just doesn't make any sense to me, does it, you?
No.
I mean, that's just crazy. But anyways, I just wanted to get that, you know, full disclosure. I don't like politicians. And I think most people are kind of like us, G-Man. I think most people, I mean, you get your hardliners on both sides. Nobody can be all right. Nobody can be all wrong, you know?
Yep.
But anyways, that's why I have such an easy and fun time of making fun of all the politicians, no matter, you know, where they come from. But I did get another message from Kim Jong-un.
Oh,
and he was not happy with some of the responses.
Angry?
Yeah, he's pissed.
Mm.
And he left me this message. Can you play it?
All right, let's go.
Okay, I heard that bullshit. I heard you talk shit about Kim Jong-un, that me. I heard Mike Tyson say he's going to bite my ear off. Oh, come on over, Mike. I'll put a missile right up your ass. Okay, and Trump, you think I'm scared of you? I'm not scared of you. I'm a little fat guy, okay, but I got big missiles. I'm going to put one right up your ass if you ain't careful. This is Kim Jong-un say peace out. Not peace, war. I mean war out.
Oh, boy, that was...
Very angry today.
He was pissed.
Yeah, he was.
He was pissed.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, hopefully nothing comes of that. He threatened to bomb Guam, and I don't know if he will or not, or shoot missiles over it. But the way they shoot missiles, they miss all the time. It's like me in basketball.
Right.
You know, Scud missiles.
Mean dating.
We're going to get to that the next show.
Yeah.
The last show, we talked about some movies that we'd seen and talked about. But now I think we'll talk about some TV shows. What's your favorite show?
Right now I'm watching Peaky Blinders on Netflix.
Oh, you're a Netflix guy.
I am. I do not have cable.
You're not missing much.
Years.
You know, the thing about cable is, like, except for the news and sporting events, it's all the same. It's the same movies. It's, you know, John Wayne on the Western Channel. Turner Classic Movies, which I do enjoy, but it's the same movies, you know?
Well, there's nothing on, but I'll sit there and watch nothing for days, like days and days.
Yeah.
If I had cable.
Now, Netflix doesn't carry like regular shows, does it?
I've got Netflix and Hulu and Amazon. So between the three of them, I can usually find something to watch. But Peaky Blinders is it's set back in...
Well, what's that about?
Gangsters over in England.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty interesting. The accents are a little thick, but it's good stuff. And Game of Thrones, I like that.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, you know, I think I'm the only one of the few people on the planet that doesn't watch that.
It's good stuff. It's dragons.
Dragons. And I mean, I probably, I don't know if you've seen this show. It's about vampires on FX. The Strain.
You know, it's in my queue, but I haven't watched it.
I've been watching it for about a couple of years, and it's dragging.
Yeah.
It looks like they're going to get the evil masters, like this 9-foot dragon. Nosferatu. And I was your teacher. That shows you the value of our education.
The student has become the teacher.
They actually let me become a teacher.
I couldn't find any,
went to the guidance counselor, and when I was in school, I actually wanted to get into showbiz.
Yeah.
But you don't go to the guidance counselor in 1975 and say, I want to be in showbiz. You know what they'll do to you? They'll slap your ass right in special ed.
Mm.
And, you know, I was close to that as it was because I had two bad things going for me in school. I was lazy.
Yeah.
I hardly ever brought a book home. I mean, I went to school for sports and girls, and I really didn't get that far with either one of them.
Right.
Towards the end of my high school career, I became a pretty good hoops player, and then I went on to play in college, but we'll get into that some other time. Completely forgot my train of thought. Oh, The Strain.
The Strain.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but it's dragging on. They set off nuclear bombs. I mean, it's kind of like Dracula meets North Korea, I guess.
Right. Ooh, that's a good movie idea.
That would be a good movie.
And throw some zombies in there, because you're dying to make a zombie movie.
I want to make a movie about Sherlock Holmes, Dracula, and zombies. How do I do that?
I don't know.
But anyways, let me shoot some shows by you and see if you watch them. Pawn Stars?
Used to.
It kind of gets old because...
Well, it does. It's the same old thing. But you know, I would watch, like, they'd have like marathons, and I'd sit there for like 12 hours and watch Pawn Stars.
Yeah, I mean, if you check YouTube, which I'm a YouTube guy, I like yeah. stuff on YouTube. You can see a lot of stuff. I watched this Jerry Lewis movie last week. It was about Jerry Lewis and Dean Martin. I don't care. I won't apologize. If France, if you're listening, I love Jerry Lewis.
Right.
Oh, lady! I don't care. I grew up watching him. And when you're a kid and your parents are divorced and you're sad and bummed out, go to watch.
Doesn't France love Jerry Lewis?
No, oh, yes. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. They love Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
So if you go to, it was a movie somebody put on, it was from the 80s,
yeah.
Dean Martin, hello, Jerry. And when they were starting out, Jerry Lewis used to do this act where he just played a record and mimed it like Andy Kaufman did.
Oh, yeah.
Here yeah. I come to save the day. You mean Andy Kaufman was on Taxi and passed yeah. away. Well, Jerry Lewis did like a 13-minute bit where he just mouthed a record. So yeah. he gets done with his show and he goes over to sit with the table where and Dean Martin says, hey, Jerry, come on over. I want to meet you. I want you to meet some friends of mine. So Jerry comes over and he goes, this is so-and-so-and-so-and-so. There's a guy sitting there with a sour puss on. Jerry goes, hey, what's the matter? Somebody steal your teddy bear? And Dean Martin grabs him by the shirt and goes, geez, what the hell's wrong with you? You know who that is? Jerry goes, no. He goes, that's Lucky Luciano.
Ooh.
Murder Incorporated. And Jerry goes, what'll I do now? He goes, well, if you're alive by midnight, I'll try to talk him out of whacking you, you know? But Dean went over and smoothed it out. But I don't care. I like the Jerry Lewis movies. And yeah. I, you know, but YouTube has a lot of pretty good stuff on it. It has a lot of documentary stuff that, you know, you might not find other places.
Right.
What about show Pickers?
Yeah, American Pickers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it a few times. They were up here not too long ago.
Yeah, they were like in southern Maine. I don't think they...
No, they came up here.
Oh, they did?
They did, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They actually emailed, I say a buddy of mine. It was my friend's husband. Like, he has all sorts of antiques.
Oh, I think
stuff.
I know who you're talking about. Matt, right?
No, his name's Steve.
Oh, Steve.
Yeah, and he's got all sorts of stuff they'd love to get their hands on. So I don't know if they actually came up this far or not, but they were planning on it.
What about Shark Tank?
I've seen a few episodes of that. It was interesting.
You know what amazes me about that show, and I love it. And I wish they'd do it for, because I'm sure there's a lot of aspiring filmmakers, TV yeah. show makers. You know, why don't they have one for people who have scripts and movie ideas? Because you can take a crappy movie, and there's a lot of them. You can take a crappy movie, have a 1 minute preview and make it look like Gone with the Wind.
Maybe you should go on Shark Tank.
Well, they don't.
And do a project to start this. That'll be your company.
They've had some people go on there with shows for Vegas,
yeah.
Magic Deck, and I think they even maybe did have one go. But movies are a dangerous.
Right.
But if you're going to invest in a movie, you're probably going to lose money. But
yeah.
you get your name in the credits, you get your name as a producer, and it's a tax write-off.
Right.
But it amazes me. Like the other night, they had a guy come on and he had candy bars made out of crickets, and they actually bought into it. It was a power bars made out of crickets. You know,
I don't know about that.
Yeah, Mark Cuban bought into it. I was like surprised. Mm-hmm. So what about 90 Day Fiancé?
Never seen it?
Is
it a reality show?
It's a reality show.
I hate it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Never seen it, but I hate it.
I know. I hate to admit I like some reality shows. I like a few of them. This is about people looking for a green card.
Mm.
It's Americans dating foreigners trying to get here.
Is it like plentyoffish.com or?
No. So that's a whole another show.
Right.
Of course, what about America's Got Talent? You ever watch that?
I do. Every once in a while, I love it when somebody comes out and Simon's like, oh, look at this joker. Then they blow him away.
Yeah, they go, hey,
that's my favorite. Yeah. That's my favorite part.
I auditioned for that last year, and I think I'm going to again. That and the
Gong
Show.
You might as well.
Yeah, I'm auditioning for
what's the worst that can happen? They gong you.
Exactly. Mm. Now, do you like TV Land, the old classic stuff?
Oh, man, I do. Happy Days, Andy Griffith, The Waltons. Like, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
I would like to live in Mayberry, like, no joke.
I know it.
There's a place in North Carolina. I think it's Mount Air, North Carolina, and that's what Mayberry is based on. I want to go there so bad.
There's some stuff on YouTube about Mayberry too,
yeah.
and a good biography about Barney Fife.
Yeah,
you know, and you know how he struggled. Actually, Andy Griffith and him were good friends.
Yeah,
and Andy helped him out. You don't see that too often. As you know, I'm in showbiz,
right.
And when I get a chance, I'm not an A-lister. I'm a D-minus lister.
Right.
But when I get a chance to help somebody,
I'm
you know
an F-lister.
What's the F? No, we won't get into that. When I get a chance to help somebody or I get a opportunity to help somebody, I always do.
Yeah.
You know that I do.
Oh, I do.
There's a kid that can really good country singer, and I just helped him audition for a country show. So,
oh, that's fantastic.
What about cartoons? What do you like for cartoons? I like SpongeBob.
Oh, Patrick.
SpongeBob kind of annoys me.
He is annoying, but that's what I like, because last week
I like stupid stuff like South Park and
South Park,
Brickleberry.
I love you guys.
And just really obscene stuff.
Yeah, I know you like, what's it called, Dickleberry?
Brickleberry. Yeah.
That's on Adult Swim, right?
Yeah, I think it's on Comedy Central. It's I can picture the guy's face, but I can't think of his name.
It's not the same guy that does things with the chickens.
Oh, yeah. Tosh.0.
Oh, Tosh.0.
Daniel Tosh.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, they do some nasty stuff on there.
You know, that's another topic for another show, how they get away with murder.
Yeah, we're just about out of time for today.
Okay, well, G-Man tells me we're out of time, so we're out.
And this is
we got to go.
We got to go.
So this is Mark Chaplin for Renegade Radio signing off. And say goodbye, G-Man.
Goodbye.